Persuasive speeches on questions of policy. What are questions of policy?
Questions of policy deal with specific courses of action. When put formally, questions of policy usually include the word should, as in these examples. What measures should be taken to protect the United States against terrorist attacks? Should same-sex marriages be legalized? What steps should be taken to ensure that all people in the United States receive adequate health care? How should colleges and universities deal with the problem of binge drinking? Should the United States pay reparations to African Americans for the existence of slavery?
Types of speeches on questions of policy.
When you speak on a question of policy, your goal may be either to gain passive agreement or to motivate immediate action from your listeners. Deciding which goal you want to achieve is crucial, for it will affect almost every aspect of your speech. Speeches to gain passive agreement. If your goal is passive agreement, you will try to get your audience to agree with you that a certain policy is desirable, but you will not necessarily encourage the audience to do anything to enact the policy. The speaker's aim is to affect the thinking of listeners, to convince them that the speaker's policy is necessary and practical. The speaker is not trying to get listeners to take action in support of the policy. Speeches to gain immediate action. When your goal is immediate action, you want to do more than get your listeners to nod their heads in agreement. You want to motivate them to action. Beyond convincing them that your cause is sound, you will try to rouse them to take action right away, to sign a petition for abolishing the Electoral College, to campaign for lower tuition, to purchase organic foods, to contribute to a fund drive, to vote for a political candidate, to donate time to the Special Olympics, and so forth. When you call for action in a persuasive speech, you should make your recommendations as specific as possible. Don't just urge listeners to do something. Tell them exactly what to do and how to do it.
Analyzing questions of policy.
Regardless of whether your aim is to elicit passive agreement or to gain immediate action, you will face three basic issues whenever you discuss a question of policy: need, plan, and practicality. Need. Your first step is to convince listeners that there is a problem with things as they are. No doubt you have heard the old saying, "If it ain't broke, don't fix it." People are not inclined to adopt a new policy unless they are convinced the old one is not working. This is why the burden of proof always rests with the speaker who advocates change. If you are speaking in favor of a new policy, you must prove to your listeners' satisfaction that there is a serious problem with existing policy, that the problem will only get worse with time, and that action must be taken now to solve the problem. Plan. The second basic issue of policy speeches is plan. Once you have shown that a problem exists, you must explain your plan for solving it. It's easy to complain about problems. The real challenge is to develop solutions. In most classroom speeches, you will not have time to describe your plan in detail, but you should at least identify its major features. Whatever your plan, be sure to explain any aspects of it that might seriously affect your audience's willingness to accept it. Practicality. The third basic issue of policy speeches is practicality. Once you have presented a plan, you must show that it will work. Will it solve the problem, or will it create new and more serious problems? Whenever you advocate a new policy, you must be prepared to show that it is workable. No matter how serious a problem may be, listeners usually want some assurance that a speaker's plan will actually solve the problem. One way to provide this assurance is to show that a plan similar to yours has been successfully implemented elsewhere. How much of your speech should you devote to need, to plan, and to practicality? The answer depends on your topic and your audience. If your audience is not aware of the dangers to the environment posed by discarded computers, you will have to give much of your time to need before covering plan and practicality. On the other hand, if your listeners already know about the problems in the U.S. healthcare system, you can quickly remind them of need and then devote most of your speech to plan and practicality.